South Shore's Morning News continues. I'm Rob Hackelow with the morning team. Every week at this time, we check in with our tech guy, David Snell, over at Act Smart IT in Wareham. David, good morning to you.
And good morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm doing great. So we're going to talk about drones and satellites and how they may be monitoring our homes. Okay, this is interesting.
Yeah, well, it's pretty interesting. They're not simply monitoring our homes. Some of the major home insurance providers are actually proactively checking people's homes. Perhaps people have already filed a claim against their homeowner's insurance or something. And if they see something that looks amiss on the home or in the yard, they're sometimes sending out a letter saying that based on aerial imagery of your home, this is the reason that we're canceling your policy.
Oh, my. Okay, because you may not have been truthful about something, correct?
Yeah, well, you know, one of the things that I thought about when I was researching this was that there are many families that have trampolines in their backyard.
Yes, that is,
you
know, that
you
is
see
true.
Them all the time.
Yep.
If you didn't add that to your homeowner's insurance, it's a liability, and they could cancel your insurance and not renew it just for that reason.
Uh-oh, I didn't know it was a gift. I didn't know that was in my backyard. Okay, but right. you're saying, so therefore, I mean, obviously, when you think about it this way, you can't go around and check every house. I mean, sometimes you'd have people do appointments, and you can have people certainly come out to your home, but this is a much cheaper way. Right? I mean, well, in some ways.
Yeah, it's much less expensive for the insurance companies, but it's going to be more expensive for the homeowners or the insurers of these insurance companies. Now, there are three major insurers that we won't mention their name, but they are in my article up on my website, that are actually proactively using technology like drones and aerial photography from satellites to look at homes that they may want to not consider insuring in the future. Wow. I think that's a little bit unfair.
Yeah, it does seem a little bit scary. Oh, those drones from Oblivion, they're scary. That's a good movie. Watch those drones. That'll be the one that they'll send out when they want to enforce their policy.
Exactly.
Well, okay. So, but you say now, I mean, it does make sense from a company point of view that I could just go and take screenshots, I guess, of your yard and see what's going on. But you could only see so much, right? I mean, could you dispute that maybe or fight that?
Well, the people, this happened to a number of people here in Massachusetts and then across the country as well. And they've tried to dispute it. And the companies themselves have said, no, we're going to go by our aerial photography or our drone footage, and we are not going to renew your homeowner's policy.
Yeah.
So at that point, the only option is to actually find another insurer, probably not one of the three that I mentioned in the article, that are actually using satellite imagery to do this.
Okay. So, I don't know, what advice do you grow trees or what advice do you, I mean, because as you know, if you've ever done this or not, when you Google things on Google Maps, it is fun to look, but I don't know if you've ever tried to go somewhere to some place you haven't been before and you can't see the house because they live in such a forested area and you can see like the dot of like where the address is. Because sometimes, you know, when you go somewhere and you can't see the house at all, maybe that's the way to go.
Exactly. But, you know, you bring up trees, and that's one of the things that people have been ticked for. They have large trees around their home that could eventually fall on the home and cause a claim. So the options are they do not renew the insurance, or you clear the trees. So it's an interesting conundrum we're in here, because insurance companies, as always, are trying to minimize the risk, whether it's home insurance, car insurance, whatever we have, even health insurance. And this is the way that some of these companies are now trying to minimize their risk based on the policies that they have already issued.
Yeah, and it's true. And I was going to say, obviously, you know, you can go and fight the government sometimes with those speed cameras that they've set up, and you hear about, you know, was I driving or was that really my car? But in this case, you're not going up against the government. You're going up against an insurance company. And I guess, as you just stated, they can say that we're going to go with our aerial technology and make that decision to to cut you loose. And so, as you said, your only choice is if there's someone else you can go to.
Exactly. And this is perhaps unfair in my opinion, but it's perfectly legal because in all of our homeowners' policies, the insurer is able to inspect your property at any time. So they've just decided to do it via aerial photography and drones.
Boy, it's interesting. I mean, it makes sense from a company point of view, but it just seems to be that it adds to more ways of saying no and feeling like it's stacked against you, the consumer. But I suppose some things have been said like that about insurance companies. Again, they shall go unnamed at this point. But you can read more in the article, right?
Absolutely. You know, one of the stories, one of the things that brought this up, there was a woman in an older home in Worcester who has a slate roof, who in fact maintains that roof the way it's supposed to be maintained and has for years. And the insurance company said, no, you need to remove it and replace it within 90 days. And that this woman now needs to come up with $30,000 to replace her roof, or she has to find a new insurer. It's tough.
Yeah. You know, I wonder if there will be ways. I mean, I'm not saying this would be legal, but where cameras and satellites, just like they did during world wars, maybe confuse or disguise things that are seen from the air in terms of how it looks like on the ground. Maybe there's a way to fool those things.
I'm quite sure that there are devices out there that can, in fact, mix up those units and even make them crash.
Are you sure it's a slate roof? Take a look again. Oh, yeah. It looks like solar panels. Okay.
Another thing, solar panels. That has to be added to your home insurance as well, because they drill holes in your roof.
That's true. Make sure you disclose everything, or else we can fine you from the sky. David Snell has more information on his blog, where you can read out more. David, where do people go to read more?
Let's go to xsmartit.com, click on my blog link, and please don't send a drone.
Yes, don't send those drones. All right, David Snell, it's that angry drone music, xsmartit.com. Thank you, David.
Have a good day, Rob.
You too.